Today is May 19th, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Spur completed to veneer plant speeds progress. Rail connection into the plant of the Grace Harbor Veneer Company in Woodlawn was completed yesterday, when the spur track recently built by the Commercial Club was connected to the Northern Pacific Line where it crosses the Hoquiam River. The completion of the spur will assist in construction work at the plant very materially, according to A.J. De La Tour, manager of the company. One carload of machinery will be installed immediately, and it is expected the plant can be ready for operation by July 1st. The first factory building, now rapidly nearing completion, shows the veneer factory will be a large, modern, well-lighted plant. The building is 206 feet long and 92 feet wide over most of the length. A dryer equipped with tracks along which lumber will be moved with a new car taking the place of each one removed does not extend the full length of the building, the rest being 62 feet wide. The plant faces on Burns Creek, which may be dredged to allow boats to come up to the dock which is being built, according to Mr. De La Tour. At least 10 pieces of machinery, each equipped with its own electric motor, will be installed, one lathe taking a 50-horsepower motor. The lathe measures 25 feet overall and will handle a 78-inch block, cutting it down into a cylinder as small as 10 inches in diameter. Offices for the plant are to be housed in a separate building, which is being finished in Hemlock and is being completed at odd times when rain hinders working on the main building. As the roof is almost completed, the work is not bothered with weather in any great extent, however. In other news, woman declares her innocence, is taken to Salem. Stoutly maintaining her innocence of check forgeries that she is alleged to have committed in Salem, Oregon, Mrs. Elsie Wells, 25-year-old, who according to local police evaded arrest in Salem by adopting a Chinese disguise and fleeing to Hoquiam, left for Salem today in custody of Deputy Sheriff C.M. Burkert and his wife. Mrs. Wells was arrested in a Queet Street residence in Hoquiam by City Detective R.J. Schmidt and Deputy Sheriff T.M. Quinn. In searching the home, the officers found a bottle of moonshine, and George Wells, husband of the alleged forger, was charged with possession of it. Wells, who is in the Aberdeen City Jail, will be taken to Hoquiam and tried on a charge of violating the state liquor law. In the city and county news, a catch of 9 whales so far this season has been made by the 3 whalers of the American Pacific Fisheries Company plant at Bay City, according to Captain Chris Olson of the Aberdeen, which is undergoing repairs at the Chilman Shipyards here. Others of the whaling fleet are the Moran and the Westport. F.J. Pope, who came to Hoquiam a short time ago from Salem, Oregon, and who had been employed since at the Twin City Bakery, has opened a meat market in connection with Guarthy's Grocery at Lincoln and Perry Streets. The market opened yesterday. And finally, the electric magnetic baths for rheumatism, nervousness, and paralysis. 48 Eklund Avenue, phone 385-M. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on May 19, 1923. After 3 months of further restoration inside our 1924 mansion, the Polson Museum is pleased to announce we are again open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. We're also excited to announce the long-awaited return of our popular red car raffle with this year's grand prize, a 2023 Hot Pepper Red Big Bend Edition Ford Bronco Sport. We've shaken things up with this year's raffle and are now limiting total ticket sales to just 1,000 and have an additional $4,000 cash prizes to give away. Stop in at the museum or visit PolsonMuseum.org for more details. We look forward to welcoming you back to the Polson, and as always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.